From 1915 to 1920, Reif worked in his private lab identifying and classifying disease-causing microorganisms. By the end of 1916, he was frustrated with the standard research microscope because of the limitations in magnification. Standard research microscopes at that time, like the ones today, could only magnify a microorganism up to 2,500 times diameter. Dr. Reif felt that with this limitation, he would never be able to find the true cause of many diseases. Reif began his work using frequency instruments in 1921. He told a reporter in a May 6, 1938 Evening Tribune article that he also experimented with electrical stimuli on the various microorganisms, and he noticed the individualistic differences in the chemical constituents of disease organisms, saw the indication of electrical characteristics, and observed electrical polarities in the organisms. Random speculation on the observation suddenly stirred in his mind a startling, astonishing thought. What would happen if I subjected these organisms to different electrical frequencies, he wondered. With this revolutionary thought, he began to gather all the necessary instruments such as microscopes, frequency generators, tubes, and bacteriological equipment, cages for guinea pigs, cameras, and machinery to build his own designs. Lee DeForest, the father of modern vacuum tubes, who was an important contributor to early radio technology, helped to build many of Reif's early frequency instruments. Reif found through arduous experimentation, looking through the microscope as he applied various frequencies, that he was able to kill these microorganisms, proving his theory to be correct. In order to determine which frequencies would kill a particular organism, it was absolutely essential that he be able to see the organism in a living state.